Hello and welcome. This is The Second Kiss, and it's the second part of the little vampire fantasy. You will meet them again, and they will drink from you again, and they will take more control over you. Beyond that, this file might leave you slightly aroused for the rest of the day. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Relax. And let it out. Focus on my voice. Relaxing. Getting ready to go really deep. And let's begin. Now just relax. Focus on my voice. And imagine. Imagine your fingertips are touching latex. Feel the material under your fingertips. Feel the temperature of the latex. Feel its surface, the smooth sensation, the slight give of the material. Just feel it. And now imagine begins to transform your skin into latex. Feel it. Feel your fingertips turning into latex. The skin on your fingers more and more turning into black latex. Feel it growing over your fingers, relaxing your fingers more and more. Feeling so pleasurable as your skin is transforming into latex. It grows over your fingers, over your hands, relaxing all the muscles in your hands, making you feel so comfortable, so wonderful, and you enjoy the sensation. You know that you're safe as the latex grows over your hands and over your wrists and up your arms. The sensation of your latex skin is so pleasurable, gives you a slight tingle of arousal as the latex grows up your arms, transforming your skin into latex and flows over your elbows and up your upper arms, relaxing your arms more and more, giving you more of this pleasurable sensation as more of your skin is turned into latex. And your new latex skin is so sensitive, it feels so wonderful as it grows over your shoulders, merging, flowing around and up your neck, beginning to flow over your face. And as you feel your face transforming into latex, you might sink a little bit deeper into hypnosis, relax a little bit more, feel a little bit more comfortable. And as your cheeks, your lips, your nose transform into latex, you can smell the rubbery scent, calming you even more, giving you even more pleasure. The latex grows over your eyes, relaxing your eyes, making it impossible to open your eyes until this recording is finished. That's right, your latex eyes will simply stay closed, so that you can feel even more pleasure and go even deeper. That's right. And you feel the latex skin growing over your head, covering your entire head with black latex skin, calming your thoughts, helping you to think deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more. That's right. And now that your entire head is covered in latex. You feel the latex skin growing over your chest, over your back, transforming all the skin into latex. And as the latex skin covers your chest, you might feel that with every gentle breath in, you smell the scent of rubber, you smell the latex, and the scent just calms you, helping you to sink deeper and deeper into relaxation and deeper into this wonderful rubber sensations. And the latex skin grows over your stomach, your lower back, down your waist, and onto your legs, relaxing you further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, flowing around your upper legs, relaxing all the muscles in your legs deeply and completely, as your skin turns into latex, as you relax more and more, sinking down deeper and deeper into trance, just enjoying the sensation of slowly being transformed into black latex, into black rubber. That's right. The latex skin flows over your knees and down your lower legs, relaxing you more and more, almost your entire body covered in latex. The new latex skin, so sensitive, feeling so wonderful, filling you with more and more pleasure, with more and more desire, and you desire the latex growing further and further over your body, transforming you more and more as it flows over your ankles and finally over your feet, down your feet, around them, and finally covering your toes. And now your entire skin has transformed into latex, so sensitive, so pleasurable, so smooth and shiny, and your mind is so calm and relaxed. And while you still focus on your toes, imagine the latex growing into your body, beginning at your toes, growing from your skin into the flesh, into your bones, into your muscles, turning them all into black rubber. That's right, turning them into latex, completely relaxing every single cell as they turn into latex. You feel the sensation growing into your feet, and all the muscles in your feet turn into rubber. And as your feet turn into rubber, you can feel all the sensations slowly fading away as all your nerves turn into rubber and being replaced by a deep, deep calmness, a deep relaxation, a warmth, a heaviness, a feeling of rightness. It just feels so perfect to have your body transformed into rubber. You love the sensation and you want it to spread further through your entire body, completely transforming you into calm, relaxed, smooth, beautiful black latex. And now you feel it flowing through your ankles and creeping up your lower legs, turning you into latex, relaxing all your muscles. Just imagine your muscles turned into latex, hanging there, limp, loose, relaxed, black, smooth latex, and your entire body is turning into latex. Every cell,
every muscle, every bone. You are turning into latex, black and calm and relaxed and smooth. And you feel it flowing through your knees, paralyzing you more and more, while filling you with this wonderful, pleasurable sensation of the latex, making you feel better and better as it flows up your upper legs, transforming you more and more, turning your entire body into latex, motionless and relaxed, making you feel so amazing, so pleasurable as you turn into latex, and the sensation spreads into your waist, and you can feel it flowing up your spinal column as it turns into latex, radiating out into your stomach, into your chest, flowing along the ribs, filling your entire torso, turning you into latex. You find that you can still easily breathe, even as you turn into latex, your entire torso transforming into latex, changing you, calming you, relaxing you, just relaxed latex, heavy, warm, motionless, so smooth, so shiny, so wonderful, gives you so much pleasure, and now flows into your arms, your shoulders transform, your upper arms turning into latex, all your muscles turn into latex, all your bones, as you lay there, helpless, motionless, only latex, only pleasure, sinking deeper and deeper, and the sensation flows into your elbows, down your lower arms, turning you into latex, transforming you more and more, paralyzing you while you're in this pleasurable latex state, through your wrists, into your hands, to your thumbs, and every single finger, transforming them into latex, and then up through your neck, into your face, filling your face, your mouth is turning into latex, your lips, your tongue, your eyes, and now you can feel the latex growing into your mind, into your brain, turning your brain into black latex, and you can feel it slowly growing into your brain, changing your brain into latex, into an inert lump of rubber, only filled with pleasure, only filled with the joy of being turned into latex. You feel it happening slowly from all sides, growing into your brain. You fade away more and more as the pleasure takes you over, as your brain turns into dark black latex, the blackness of the latex flowing into your thoughts, shutting down all of your thoughts as the latex grows into your mind, shutting your mind down. And I'm going to count down from 20 to 0. And when I reach 0, the moment I say 0, you feel the last cells of your brain being turned into latex. And then all that you are is a black piece of latex, humanoid shaped, smooth and shiny, filled with an immense latex pleasure, feeling so good, so passive, so relaxed. Just a lump of latex, filled with this immense pleasure. Completely inert, impossible to move, impossible to think, impossible to act in any way. Just an inert piece of rubber. Now 20. Feel the latex growing into your brain. 19. Shutting down more and more. 18. With every number you think deeper. 17. Because the deeper you go, the better these latex sensations feel. 16. Because the better they feel, the more you transform, the deeper you go, the more completely you turn into rubber. 15. And you love these wonderful rubber sensations. 14. The scent of latex, strong in your mind. 13. As you let go, give in to the latex. 12. Slowly creeping into your brain, shutting it down. 11. Turning your brain into an inert piece of rubber. 10. Just as your entire body is just rubber. 9. Black, smooth, shiny. 8. Filled with these amazing sensations of calm, peacefulness. 7. Heavy and warm and completely relaxed. 6. Just rubber, so peaceful, so heavy. 5. Just laying there, inactive, passive, inert. 4. And it feels so good. 3. And maybe the last thoughts you're having right now, 2, are about how pleasurable it is to be turned into black latex. 1, isn't it? 0. And all your thoughts fade away, and all you are is latex, feeling so good, so peaceful, so calm, heavy, warm, happy. Feels so right, feels so good, just a piece of rubber, a humanoid shaped piece of black latex, shiny, still, motionless, heavy, warm, and peaceful. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to delve back into the fantasy. Time to meet the vampire again. And just like in the first part, you will find that it's easy to immerse yourself into the fantasy, to really experience it. And you know that you are safe, because if it becomes too negative or too much for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, knowing that it was just a little fantasy and that you are safe. That's right, should it become too much for you, you will simply wake up knowing it was just a little fantasy and that you are completely and totally safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to allow yourself to immerse completely, to experience everything the protagonist experiences, just like it were really happening to you, just like in a dream, where as long as you are in the dream is absolutely real for you. And now it's time, the time you've been waiting for, the time to get back into this fantasy, to meet the vampire again. Now, as I explain the situation, you can easily imagine it and really immerse yourself into it, into this fantasy, into this experience. And you see yourself back on this empty cobblestone road, walking along it at another night, having come back here in hopes of meeting them again. You hear your footsteps echoing, and yet it's just a normal summer night. The air is warm, feeling wonderful. You feel relaxed, you feel peaceful, even though you're a little bit excited. You're hoping they come back. They come back to you, to take you again, to do with you whatever they planned on doing with you, because you can feel it deep inside. You feel that there's something still working inside of you, that they left something in your mind, some desire, some need, a need that brought you back here in the hopes of meeting them again. And yet there's nothing around you, just the empty street. All you can hear are the echoes of your own footsteps as you walk up and down. Nothing out of the ordinary as you wait and wait and wait. And only once you decide to go home, once you decide that it's just a fantasy you're hunting, you see the fog rising all around you. You feel the sensation where all the hairs on the neck of your back are standing up. Some deep sensation, some deep fear, but you also feel something else inside of you, inside of your mind, a deep desire, a deep need holding you here as you look around, as you see if they're here, where they are. You look up and down the street, unable to see anyone. And then, suddenly, you feel the hand on your head paralyzing you. And you just looked in that direction and there was nothing. And now they're standing behind you, paralyzing your entire body again. You feel a deep sense of rightness filling you, a deep pleasure vibrating inside of your body, filling your body with lust, feeling it resonating in your body up and down, charging every single cell in your body with arousal. And it grows stronger and stronger as you just stand there, paralyzed, helpless, in their control. And you just wait, feeling the pleasure resonating in your body, growing stronger and stronger, amplifying itself. And then you feel their breath on your neck. So slowly you feel it. Their breath on the back of your neck, causing shivers to run down your spine. And then you feel their nose. Running over your neck, smelling you, appreciating you, running it over your neck, through your hair. As they smell you, as they sample you, and you can feel it. You feel it. You're connected to them, and you can feel their desire, the overwhelming desire to just drink you right here, right now, drain you, binge on you, enjoying all of their sweet and intoxicating blood. You can feel it echoing in you, in your mind, in your body. You feel the desire to get drunk on you, to drain you right here, right now, right this moment. Just drink all of your blood, just giving in to the bloodlust, just enjoying you, just draining you. And you feel it. You feel it echoing in your body, echoing in your mind. And you know, you exactly know what it would mean to you. That it would mean your end. They would just drain you dry, you would die. But you can also feel that they're fighting against it, that they stay in control, that they want to stay in control. As you feel their forehead touching the back of your head, as you feel their breath on the back of your neck, feeling their breath, and then they wrap their arms around you, carefully, gingerly, holding you for a moment, and then taking another noseful of your sweet, sweet blood, your sweet, sweet scent. Running their nose through your hair, smelling you, and you feel their desire, you feel their lust to drink you, to enjoy you again and again and again. You can feel it. You can feel their desire echoing in your mind, realizing how closely you're already bound to them, how much control they have over you. You feel their emotions, you feel their desires, all of them echoing inside of you. And then you feel their breath on the back of your neck. You feel them getting ready to bite you again. And then you feel the teeth sinking into your neck slowly. You feel a light pressure, and yet there's never any pain. There's just the teeth just sink into your flesh, easily going through your flesh without any resistance. And then you feel them beginning to drink, drinking you in, and you can feel their pleasure, you can feel their joy, you can feel the experience of them tasting you, drinking you, enjoying you like an incredibly fine wine. You can really feel it, how they experience you, your blood, so sweet, so tasty, intoxicating. You feel pleasure, you feel more and more pleasure as they drink you, pleasure in your entire body. You can feel their lust, their desire for you, can feel how sweet your blood is, how intoxicating, how hard it is to stop. You can feel the desire to drink more and more and more, filling you further and further, so strong, so overwhelming. You feel it filling your mind, filling your body, filling your existence. You want them to drink more from you, more and more. You don't care what happens with you, but you can feel they are in control. They enjoy you, appreciate you, every little sip, every little drop, treating every single drop of your sweet lifeblood like an invaluable treasure, really appreciating it, really enjoying it. Even though they feel the buzz, they feel the desire, to just drain you, to drink you, to binge on you, to get drunk on you. You can feel it, you can feel it all. And the sensations are so overwhelming. To feel this intimate view of them feeding on you, feeling it firsthand, and you haven't even seen them. You never even seen their face. But you know this intimate detail, this incredible experience that you were allowed to share, and you feel it, and it's so wonderful. You can feel the incredible pleasure they experience from drinking your sweet blood, from drinking your life, from drinking you, and it intoxicates you, and then it's over. They stop. They withdraw from you. You feel it. You feel empty. You want more. You need more. You feel the craving they feel. The desire to drink you. To binge on you. To drink you empty. To get drunk on you. To get high on you. And yet, you feel their desire to keep you. You feel their appreciation for you. You feel that there's more about you. You can't put a word to it, but there are deep emotions involved. And you know how much they appreciate your sweet blood. And then, you feel a finger slipping into your mouth. Just a single finger. Forcing its way into your mouth, and you taste a coppery taste. You taste blood, your blood, their blood, and as it touches your tongue, as it spreads in your mouth, you feel an incredible energy. You feel something happening to you. It's as if all of your senses are suddenly amplified stronger and stronger. You feel it, every single nerve in your body is growing more and more and more sensitive. You can feel a pleasure, a lust, unlike anything you have ever known, spreading inside of your body. It is their blood. They bit in their finger, and their blood is poisoning your body with pleasure, with pure lust, with pure desire, feeling it. Feel every cell in your body becoming more sensitive, and they will stay more sensitive for the rest of the day. They will become more and more sensitive. Every touch, even just your clothes, will be enough to bring you to near orgasmic pleasure. That's right, you can feel it growing more and more sensitive. You can feel it in your thoughts, charging you with lust, charging you with heat, with need, with sexual desire, charging you up. And you know, sooner or later today, you will masturbate, and you will lose yourself in fantasies about this vampire that has taken control over you, and is taking more and more control. This vampire that is in your mind, even though you never seen them, they are there, they're inside of you. They invaded your mind, and now they shared this incredible experience with you. The experience of drinking you, of enjoying your sweet lifeblood, the pleasure of drinking you in. The intoxicating pleasure, and you still feel them. You still feel them as you drink their blood, as you suck on their finger, as you feel the pleasure growing, as you're still paralyzed, standing there. They're still behind you. They're still there with you. You drink their blood. You feel all your cells growing more and more and more sensitive. You feel pleasure, lust growing inside of you. And then they pull their finger out of your mouth. You know that's enough. They don't have to talk to you. You just know what they want. You are bound to them. You're connected to them. And then they lean onto your back while you're still paralyzed, leaning against you, putting their face onto the back of your head, smelling you again, leaning onto you, holding you carefully, lovingly almost, giving you a moment of deep peace, and you feel the lust fading away for a moment, and then, all of a sudden, they're gone. You can move, you look around, they're gone. Nothing left. You feel your neck. Again, there's nothing there. Not a drop of blood. And you checked when you were home the last time. There wasn't anything to see. And yet they were here. And you can feel the lust coming back. The need coming back. The desire coming back. You can feel your body growing more and more and more sensitive. And you know, with their blood flowing through your body, you will feel it for the rest of the day. That's right. Their lust, their blood, their mind, their spirit, their essence is flowing through your bloodstream. Their control is in your body, in your mind. And their lust fills you and will keep filling you for the rest of the day. And as you look around, and the fog dissolves. The fog dissolves and you're alone on the street again. Walking home. Wondering. Wondering if they're somewhere out there. If they're watching you. Right now. Right this second. The way you will probably wonder quite a lot the next few days. If they're watching you right this moment. If they're hidden somewhere. Or maybe not hidden at all, just some passenger, any person you can meet. You never seen them, they could be anyone, and anyone you meet, it might be them, you never know, and yet you always wonder. And now it's time to get out of this little fantasy and wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. Alert, awake, and aware. And once you awake, you will also find that you have a perfect memory of everything that happened, just as if it had really happened. You can allow this memory to be just as real as any other memory, and with every number it will more and more integrate with your memories, becoming more and more real. So let's begin to count you out. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, coming back more and more. 6, your muscles built up in attention again, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 7, you're completely waking up, you feel your body energized, refreshed, feeling wonderful. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Begin to move, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.